And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Reality television is, well, it's what TV is today. It's really what networks are looking for in terms of a show they can put on the air for as little cost as possible and make as much money as they can, because the production cost on reality TV shows is very, very minimal. Eric Hester is a television producer with a new reality TV show that he is hoping will be on the air this fall. And Mr. Hester, thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Phil.
And tell me about this show called Surprise, because the way you're promoting this, you're throwing out the rule book on reality television. You're going to take it someplace it's never gone before.
Well, we hope to, yes. The show is called Surprise, and this show is really like no other show in history. Most reality television is very shallow and very cookie-cutter. My partner, Cal Coltrane, and I decided that what we wanted was a reality TV show that would go somewhere deeper than just the usual fare that we see, which is a bit more like a freak show, really, bug eating and marriages between dwarves and this sort of thing. And with Surprise, we think we've done that.
Now, this show is airing this fall on NBC?
We're shooting for that, yes.
Well, I know that what you mean about the cookie cutter thing, the way things look on TV, especially reality shows.
But we believe in reality TV. Please don't get me wrong. We just think it can be much more. Surprise gathers together siblings, and that is brothers and sisters from any given family. And we want the kids to generally be anywhere from the age of 8 to 10 years of age. And we gather the kids in a variety of settings. It could be their home, it can be at school, it can be at a fast food restaurant. Now the kids are together, and we have an actor dressed as a police officer, or in some cases a minister, or in some cases a man in a suit or a doctor's smock. And this person sits down with the kids, and here's where I think reality television can really be something special and do a service, as opposed to having people conduct themselves in this freak show manner, picking the bachelorette, this kind of thing. We think we're better than that, and we're better as people than that, I think. What we do is we have that person sit down with the kids and tell them, kids, I am very sorry to have to tell you, but your mother and father have just been killed in a car crash. Now, what we do is we pull the camera in close, right up into the faces of these children who, for the very first time in their lives, are experiencing death. Now, that is reality TV. I don't even call it reality TV. I call it truth TV, and I call it life TV.
And are the kids' parents really dead?
No. The parents are alive and well, and are watching from a remote van. And then at some point, of course, we do tell the kids, you know what? We were just joking around, but maybe now you'll appreciate your parents a little bit more. And as far as our host goes, we're hoping to get Drew Carey, or we would agree to somebody who's a very funny man. Drew Carey is good. Ray Romano. Who can tell the kids that their parents are dead, because it will soften it a little bit, because we're concerned about how the kids will react, and he might have a joke, and then when the parents show themselves, we would have a little bit of a song, things like this. These people are funny, the Jay Lenos and so on, and if we can get them...
All right, hold on. You have them break the news, and then the children react, and at some point... You tell them that you're kidding.
And then we say, we're only kidding. Your parents are not dead. Now, here they are. And now the moral is, of course, appreciate your parents. See, looking at reality shows, you get embarrassed by how low they stoop, how low they can go. And we're trying to elevate the reality genre.
What do you consider the worst of the reality shows?
I think they're all of them. The Littlest Bachelor was exploitation. I think Fear Factor is not reality TV. No, nobody eats bugs or jumps from a moving truck. That's not reality television. I talked with the head of NBC's entertainment division, a guy by the name of Mo Zucker, and I told him we need to take it to another level. Surprise will show 8 to 10-year-old children who have just been told their parents are dead. Now, this, Phil, is a moment in time that we capture, and then we go through the grieving with them.
What if the kids become panicked? What if they become upset?
Well, if we need to have, we have cell phones on the set, we can call 911 if needed. The cameras have an opportunity to catch that, though. In fact, the pilot that we shot and have shown two networks that are probably going to be bidding for it. One of the children becomes physically sick. She vomits. And we debated, should we cut that out? And my partner, who's one of the smartest TV guys, Kyle Coltrane, said, no, it's reality, and that is reality television.
Okay, Eric Hester joins me. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The new show is called Surprise, where children are told that their parents have been killed in an automobile accident, and then they get the close-ups on them, and he's hoping to get a host like Ray Romano or something. Why get a comic to deliver news like this?
Because, again, the audience will be in on it. It softens it for the audience, and I think that maybe the kids will take the news better if they're hearing. If I was small and I had a wonderful entertainer such as Whoopi Goldberg or someone like that say to me that your parents have been killed in an automobile accident, I might be able to deal with it better if I was hearing it.
If you were hearing it from Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, not necessarily, but again, we're trying to get the camera in tight on these situations.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number. I don't know how many of you guys watch reality television. I do agree with you that it's pretty much worked all of the angles, and when you say, you made a very interesting point, eating bugs and jumping off of moving vans is not reality because few of us actually do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And why? And how many of us have the opportunity to be wined and dined by a handsome bachelor or a beautiful bachelorette? No, this is reality, Phil. This is the reality of a child being told that their parents, mommy and daddy, are not going to come back. And then getting that reaction. I don't think there's anything more primal in life, Phil, than the separation of a child from a parent. I don't know if you saw the film E.T. I think E.T. dealt with it very beautifully, the separation from the home planet by the creature. And, of course, there was the wonderful artificial intelligence that Steven Spielberg, again, you're dealing with the separation of a robot boy from his flesh-and-blood mother. What we want to do is elevate the genre and make reality television something we can all be very proud of. And, again, I think it's going to be a great thing.
All right, now, I got to ask you here. Children, even though you tell the kids you're only kidding, to hear that mommy and daddy have been killed in an automobile accident, at what point do you tell the kids that this is just a joke?
Well, we go through the entire grieving. We make burial arrangements, and we...
I mean, you're going through days.
Well, it's a couple-of-day process where you go through the entire process of... Mommy and daddy have to be buried, this kind of thing. But then eventually, just as... I want you to understand that this is intended as a way to really make the child understand that it's all been in fun, okay? Because we have a viewing where the people are laying in their caskets, and then they sit up. And they say, Mommy's not dead, Daddy's not dead.
And how did the kids take it?
Well, I told one of the kids vomited, but the other kids, I think, were relatively all right with it. Again, where do we go for reality, Phil?
So these are 8 to 10-year-old children who are told their parents are dead. Then you go through the burial arrangements. Then they go in for the viewing of the bodies, and they sit up in the casket and say, almost like, hey, you're on candid camera?
No, it's not known. It's not candid camera. It is a surprise, and then Ray Romano or Drew Carey or whoever we hire comes in, and we do a song. And this is a way, I think, of showing both the horror and the relief, the release from horror. And my partner Kyle put it in a way, have you ever had to really just go, to the bathroom? There's the horror of not being able to, and then there's the release. It's the same thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Marcy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling from San Diego to tell you that I think that this is an appalling idea. If your guest would have been working in the school system during 9/11 and seen the horror in these children's faces at the sight of death, the hearing of what happened. My son was a friend of the girl whose father was killed in Iraq. He was a civil contractor. He came home petrified because my husband travels for a living.
Right.
This
there's,
is not
there's
funny.
There's one point that you're leaving out, Marcy, that we include in our program. What if you were able to come to those children a half hour later and say, you know what, we're just kidding?
I don't think that would have been funny at all.
Well, you don't think.
And I
don't think
death is nothing to joke about.
Well, of course it is. We're all going to die. It's a part of life. It is the
process. It is a part of life, but there's no need to traumatize these children this young at age. You should prepare them in a way that they can accept it, not go, oh, only kidding.
Do you think that there is a risk of trauma here, you know, Mr. Hester, or is there, like you say, if the telling the kids that they're only kidding?
Look, what we're looking to do, Phil, and what I'm trying to tell your listeners, reality television, the kind that this lady or other people may watch, is a joke. It's not reality at all. We need reality.
I agree with you. Reality television is a joke.
And,
it is not
entertaining. This is going to be great.
And neither is your show going to be entertaining, and
anyone with any sense
will not watch your show.
Well, ma'am, you haven't seen it. I think you're judging it based upon... Children were traumatized by Bozo the Clown. Were you aware of that? Whatever we're doing on Surprise is only giving the child reality.
All right. Thank you very much, Marcy, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Eric Hester is my guest. The producer of a new reality show that he hopes will be airing this fall on NBC called Surprise, where kids are sat down and told their parents have been killed in an automobile accident, and then a half hour later their parents sit up in the casket and say surprise. Now, you know, even if the kids were just told, well, you know, we're just kidding, your folks are not dead, that's one thing, but to have them sit up in the coffin, and he said one of the kids threw up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Eric Hester, the producer of a new reality show called Surprise. The show is based around young children of 8 to 10 years of age being told that their parents have just died in an automobile accident or some other kind of mishap, I imagine, only to be told later on that they're only joking. But you want to get that look of reality. You want to get that look of fear.
Absolutely, Phil. The look of reality, not the look of fear necessarily, but the real sensation of death. And the lady made a very good point. Death is nothing to joke about. But maybe it's time we tried to at least have a little bit of fun with it. Because I'll tell you a story, and the reason why I did this show...
All right, well, I want to get to some calls.
Okay, that's fine, but you'll be interested. I was in the 101st Airborne, Phil, when I was in the Army. I was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And we did a jump one day. My very best friend was leaning against a tree. My best friend in the world leaning against a tree after we'd done a jump. And they were parachuting in after the airborne troops had dropped. Then they would drop in the supplies in crates. On parachutes.
On parachutes.
Yes. And my best friend in the world, a guy by the name of Howard Duggan, was leaning against a tree, lighting a cigarette, when one of those crates dropped out of the sky, hit him smack on the head, and killed him. And I remember I laughed until I almost got sick. I thought it was that funny.
Oh, my God.
But imagine that. You're a paratrooper, and you're killed by a crate of MRIs falling out of the sky. So I remember thinking, well, that is, how can I bring that sense of humor to the...
But do you look back on the death of your best friend as a humorous thing?
Well, no, I'm sorry that he's gone, but it was so funny to see the way he died. It's, how can I bring that joyous, because it was joyous, I suppose, to see him get hit by this crate. It wasn't funny, but it left me with a smile on my face. And so I've decided
It left you with a smile on your face to see your best friend get hit by a parachuted crate of stuff.
Yes, not because I lost my friend, but it when I think back on the death of Howard, I got to tell you, I got to pull over because I start laughing. So how do I bring that to the TV? And that's where we came up with surprise.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dottie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Eric Hester. Go ahead.
I'm a retired teacher, and as far as I'm concerned, this is mental child abuse. If you want to do something with adults, but if I did that as a teacher, I'd be arrested and thrown in the can. And if somebody doesn't do that to you, you're sick.
I don't know where to begin with you, because you don't make very educated statements for a teacher. Number one.
I beg your pardon.
Somebody who's laughing at his buddy doesn't make
very good statements either.
Well, you had to have been there. If you were there, I guarantee, Dottie, you would have made your depends a little smelly.
Let's watch out with...
Who are these parents that are allowing this to happen? You couldn't do it in the classroom.
First of all, if you were able to do this in the classroom, Dottie, you sound like the kind of person who might enjoy it. Secondly,
What are you doing now?
Is this
children are very tough individuals.
Is
they
this
scrape their
be
knee.
A surprise
they
to
heal.
Me?
They hear their probably everything in life is a surprise to you, Dottie. Children hear their parents.
Especially after their parents rush out to give them
a great big hug, and we surprise the family and everything like that.
Yeah, and then you're going to have kids that won't leave their mother and father's side for years.
Well, Dottie,
Try checking with a few school psychiatrists.
I'll check with your kids. I'll check with your kids. They probably couldn't wait to get out of that.
All right, there goes Dottie. Here is Rachel. Rachel, go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine.
I'm a little in shock, actually, about that last call with Dottie, so I hope I get a little respect to say a few words.
Wait a second. That lady was nothing but disrespectful to me, so she got as good as she gave.
Okay, let me just give my opinion, and then you can give your feedback if you'd like. I actually turned this on, and I'm in the car with my 11-year-old right now.
Great.
I personally am completely appalled and truly do believe that you... Okay, so I'm completely appalled, and I asked my son's opinion as an 11-year-old,
yes.
And he said that not only, and he's a very well-spoken, articulate boy,
I'm sure.
And he said not only would he not appreciate me more, but he would feel resentful towards me because he felt he wouldn't be able to trust me at that point. And I have to agree with the last caller that the psychological damage that you could possibly put upon these kids is immense. And honestly, the fact that parents would allow their children to experience something like this, I do believe that somebody in CPS or social work needs to get involved. And I'm sorry that you experienced such traumatic things in your life that you think it's funny to see your friend
die. Let me address one of these things, Rachel. First of all, your son said something to you, and we all know that children lie. Your son is going to tell you what he wants you to, you know, what you want to hear.
Do you have children?
I did.
You did?
I did, yes.
Meaning?
Well, if you'd like to hear the story, I can tell you.
Well, I don't need to hear a far-out thing.
My wife got custody of them.
Okay, so your children are still alive.
Yes, most certainly.
But you don't have custody of them, and maybe there's a particular reason for that.
Well, first of all, children lie, like your son just did to you about, oh, mommy, I'd really, you know, blah, blah, blah. Of course he doesn't mean that. Of course he'd appreciate you more. Do you like television? I bet you do, and I can guarantee you and
your son. Actually, I can't stand reality TV. I think it's obnoxious, and I think the only reason you're doing it is to try and earn a dollar, and I'm really sorry that you've lost your kids. You have an opportunity to see how wonderful it is to raise them, that you think that this would be okay for children, and it's clear that you have no right to parent a child.
Well, Rachel, that's quite a statement. I'd like to send you and your son two hats from Surprise and two T-shirts so that you guys would come on our program.
I would never submit my son to that because I actually heard about him. It's unfortunate that these parents have no...
It's interesting that you don't like the show because we've got a lot of interest from PBS. And
you've got a lot of sick people.
Well,
you have a lot of sick people.
NPR is going to have me on. And
well, what does that mean, NPR and PBS?
Obviously,
NPR wants to hear what you have to say, but that doesn't mean that they agree. You're controversial. That's why they want to hear it. It doesn't mean they agree with it.
NPR only puts on educated programming that is going to educate people. And, Rachel, you get to sit in our air-conditioned van. You can watch your son show his love to you by saying, "Oh, my God, my mother's dead."
And watch him throw up on himself? Like that one kid did?
Why on earth would I want to see that? I want to see my son experience joy. I don't need to see my son experience terror.
Well, you don't get to see that until he moves out. But I can do...
All right. Rachel, thank you for your call. 1-800-449... What is that supposed to mean? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Eric Hester with the show Surprise. He tells kids their parents are dead, then he says he's kidding.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
We're talking with Eric Hester. The new reality show that he's producing is called Surprise, where children are told their parents are dead in an automobile accident, only to be told later on that they were just kidding. Now, you heard mothers in that first half hour talking about how it was child abuse, how it was abusive to these kids, how it was something that should be actionable in a court of law, Mr. Hester, and yet you call this entertainment based upon the death of a friend of yours being hit in the head with a crate in a paratrooping exercise. He was an adult. These are kids.
Well, that's a very good point, Phil. But let me also point out something, that most of those women and most of the women that might call me, or most of American women that might call me and say, "Well, we don't think this is right. You should be off the air because your program is very cruel." All of those women are the very same women that will subject their children to these anti-abortion marches and will put their children through these prayer meetings and these kinds of things. No, this is the kind of thing...
Well, wait, that's the politics of the mother.
That's abuse. Absolute abuse.
How do you figure that's abuse?
Well, you're taking a young child, and you are manipulating that child for your own political purposes. And those are the very same women that would take their child out on one of these pro-life marches, okay, and then say, "Oh, but you can't do this to my child." Look, the parents, those are the very women that I'd love to have on this program, because those women... I think once they get past their initial politically correct reaction, I think are sadistic enough perhaps to even enjoy it. And so
you do agree then that parents who will let their kids on these programs are sadists?
I know. The parents that we deal with are great.
But you did say sadistic enough to enjoy it.
Those women who would take exception, who can't admit to themselves that this is something that's no worse and probably nowhere near as bad as them taking their children on these marches, you know, against breast cancer or something, which is political manipulation of their children.
All right, 1-800-449. I understand you have a piece of music from the show.
We do, Phil. We have the opening to the program.
All right, I'll hear that in a minute here. 1-800-449-8686. Jonna, hello. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Eric Hester.
Yes, I wanted to make a point. My children, 13 years ago, did lose their father. They went through this reality TV show, only it wasn't a TV show, it was real life. And I can tell you that the horror that I saw come across their faces as they received the news and then had to go through the viewing and all the things that you said were going to go on in your show,
right,
and then at the end not have their father sit up in the casket and say, "Surprise."
Well, that's why they're upset.
They're upset, sir. I'll tell you what, that is a trauma that will never leave them. This happened 13 years ago to those children,
yes,
and it will never leave them. And it was not to be relieved by somebody sitting up in the casket saying, "Surprise."
Well, I wish I would have had a camera there that day.
Eric.
You are
what is
sick
that?
No,
with
I,
it,
I,
and the parents that allow their children to go through that show are worse than you.
Jonna, let me
How
propose
dare
this.
You do
let,
that
me,
to
let, me, let me propose this to you. You say 13 years these young people have had to live with the death of their father, and I understand that, but would they be feeling bad today had he popped up in the coffin and said, "Hey, let's go get some shots and beers"?
They would have felt worse.
They feel bad today?
It would have been a lie. And how dare a parent put their child through that? That is the worst thing a child can go through, to lose a parent and then make a joke of it.
No, I want to be clear. You're saying there would have been no relief for those kids had their father popped up and said, "Surprise, let's go to Disneyland. Let's get ice cream.
Oh, my God.
You're telling me there wouldn't have been any relief.
Look, I know what the lady's
saying.
I agree
with the woman that called earlier who said that they would never be able to trust their parent again. And the other woman who said that those children would never leave their parents' side for years. That's a trauma those children would never get over.
I'm here
to tell you that that is not a pleasant trauma to watch. It's not entertainment.
No, it's not.
It's horror.
It's not.
Pure horror.
But the
and for
fun
you
that
to
you
capitalize
have,
on it,
the fun you
it's
have when
vulnerable.
You tell them that you're joking. Yeah, but the fun you have when you tell them you're joking. That's what I'm trying to tell
that
you.
That is not
and your
fun.
Kids didn't go through that.
That is not fun.
Well, look,
nothing, no aspect about that whole thing is fun. And
boy,
you are sick. And shame on you for exploiting children in that manner.
You don't have any footage of that, do you? Was anybody rolling?
Oh, come on! Are you kidding? Are you kidding with this lady?
I'm simply asking if they had a video camera running that...
No, they didn't have a video camera. I don't even have to have her answer for you.
Well, I'd like to send that lady a surprise game version and six packs of tickets. Oh, she hung up.
Yeah. Sounds to me like this show is not going to happen, man.
No. I got great interest from Mo Zucker and Gus Berman and all of them.
I don't know who those cats are, man. I know a Gail Berman and a Jeff Zucker.
No, that wouldn't be them. One of them looks like a dude, anyway.
All right. It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Madden 2003. The Phil Henry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Wally. Wally, go ahead.
Okay, in my opinion, if that show airs, anybody involved in the production of it should be arrested for child abuse and the parents arrested for child endangerment.
No, we've already checked it out with the police.
I know what I'm talking about. I was 20 years old, married, in the Marine Corps when they called me in a morning and told me my father had been killed. You don't know what it felt like then. Let me tell you, I never laughed at anybody in the service that got killed with me. Let me tell you that.
You should have seen the way this guy bought it, though. A crate was parachuted down on top of it.
No way it's funny, buddy. No way it's funny.
Come on, pal.
I've watched aircraft fall out of the sky and everything else, and nothing is funny.
Mr. Hester,
death is funny.
Let me ask Mr. Hester, this is Phil Henry. You know, you're hearing the reactions of people, maybe to adults, but to little kids?
Well, Phil, what we're trying to do is show people death isn't all that big of a deal.
It sure as hell is. It's final, bud.
Well, of course
it is. It's the big number 8.
That's right.
It don't ever end.
I just...
All right, hold on for a minute. I got another gentleman on the line. Can you hang on, Wally?
Yeah.
All right, and who is this, Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Lloyd. You're on with Eric Hester.
Yes, sir. I'm a United States Naval veteran from the Korean conflict, and I'm listening to this man talking
You've
about...
You've got it. You got it, bud.
Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Wally.
Yes, sir. Wally, I'm Lloyd. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I want to say to the gentleman, is the host there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. You're talking to Mr. Hester.
Hi, Lloyd. This is Eric Hester.
Okay, let me tell you something. I watched a lot of guys get it at the Chosin Reservoir. And when you
Amen.
Talk about these guys, you know what I'd like to do to you? I'd like to come down there and tear your head off and relieve myself.
Are you all right, sir?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, I gotta go, Phil. That man's crazy.
Hey, Wally. Wally. All Marines are queer.
Hello?
I think he hung up, Phil. I think you lost your call. Let's lighten it up a little bit.
Let's lighten it up a little bit. How are you going to do that?
Well, I want to play for you the opening segment from our show, and I think you're going to enjoy it, Phil. I really do. To show you the comedic intent that we have for surprise.
All right, now this show is about kids that are being told that their parents died only to find out later you're kidding.
Right. And I'll have to do the voice of the announcer because we don't have, we're hoping to get Stuttering John because he's so wonderful on The Tonight Show. But here it is. Surprise! NBC Television presents... Surprise! Today, the Garson kids are going to find out that their mother and father were fed horribly into a farming combine. Then a half hour later, they'll sit up looking like mangled corpses, but they're really alive. It's all a part of... Surprise! The new reality show for Ben Z.C. Oh, God.
Ow.
What's wrong?
Sorry. Hello. Help me. Help me.
What's wrong, Eric?
Every time I do an announcer voice, I get stuck.
Every time you do an announcer voice, you get stuck?
Yeah. God dang it.
What do you mean stuck?
My jaw is dislocated.
You mean from puking, like the announcer way?
Yeah. Hold on for a minute. Yes, yeah. No, it's not working.
Well, you're going to have to get unstuck there, dude.
You're going to have to get unstuck there, dude. Don't you think I know it?
Yeah, I know you know it, man. Man. I'm sure. Surprise! I'll tell you, I think it sounds like the most perverse idea I've ever seen in my life. You might as well have somebody... Hold on for a minute. What's going on, man?
Well, somebody used to hit me on the back of my head. Excuse me, man. Can you do that?
Yeah, okay.
Ow!
Yeah, oh, God, that's better, Phil.
Ooh!
All right, let's try it one more time. Surprise!
Your show sucks, man.
I know.
So there it is. Surprise. It'll be coming this fall. They'll tell the kid their parents are dead, and then it's just a big fat joke. Why not? Death is the next taboo. Here's my prediction. See, death, everybody, you're freaked out by death, but actually death is nothing to freak out about because it's part of life, right? In other words, how can you freak out about death when it's the natural process of life? How can that possibly be something to freak out? The way you die, yeah, I could think of some nicer ways and some less nice ways. But dying, Jim, I mean, you can't avoid it. So maybe in the next few years, somebody's going to get a big brainstorm or have a bowel movement, either one. They're both the same thing over television land. And they'll come up with an idea about how you can, you know, have some guy sit up in his casket while the old lady's sitting there going, oh, he was a wonderful, wonderful man. And, well, guess what, Mrs. Bottomley? He's not dead. And then you'll see her just go, and a little bit of blood out of the mouth. And, you know, it's... Surprise. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?